Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I want to give a shout out to Cindy Flores. I don't know if she's any relation to Roflo, but she sent out a tweet this weekend that said, at John Granato, first person that I think of when I see this, at Coors Light. And it was a bunch of Coors Lights. And she thinks of me. I love that, Cindy. Thank you. Big shout out to Cindy Flores, big Astros fan. She's got her nails painted with Astros and Texans and big sports fan. So she listens to the show. And she thinks of me when she sees Coors Lights. Love that. Love that. I love the brand like that. That's my brand.
That is your brand.
That's my brand, right?
Man, you are missing some hot ass weather right now.
Yeah, I heard. And did you guys have storms too?
It's not that it's like, well, it was really got hot the last couple days, but it was 8:18 p.m. I was like, I went outside and just thought, this is terrible. And it was 98 was the feels like, because that dew point is just killing it right now. It is really humid in Houston. You would love it.
I would love it because
your
here.
Your underwear would be sweating.
We went out on our scooters to get coffees yesterday morning. We needed long sleeve shirts. So, yeah, that was terrible.
That sounds great.
That was terrible. So, yeah. So, 713-780-3776. Another thing I learned this weekend is that I don't know what to think of this, but about how is Christian Wilkins weird? What the hell is going on?
Okay, read the tweet that came out.
The tweet
So here's the thing. So you don't know. Christian Wilkins signed a 5-year deal with the Raiders last year. They signed him away from Dell's Miami Dolphins. Defensive tackle Clemson, well-known for being a high-character player. He also did some things in college. I guess during a game, he did something. He grabbed somebody in a certain place, you know, like that kind of made them uncomfortable. Like,
was that what you got? Because all I got was that there was an incident with a teammate.
No. This happened in college where he did something on the field, like, you know, kind of messing with somebody from an opponent, right? So, you know, I don't know if it's an LSU fan, but it was something to that extent where he was messing with somebody like that. So people already said he's a little different now. People made a point to point out that he did that little splits after they won the national championship.
Yeah.
You know, people were always, he's zesty, this, that, and the other. They cut him. The Raiders cut him, and they said he was not getting back to work on his, you know, he was not coming back and working on his injury, his rehab stuff. And so they're going to void his contract. I'd never seen that before. Like, usually, like, it has to be really, really bad unless you're just trying to get out of a contract because you have buyer's remorse. I've never seen, I don't even know if it's going to work where they can get out of giving him his, they've got to have a lot of things documented on him not, you know, doing his rehab. They will have had to have contacted him and he had to have ignored him for them to get out of a guaranteed, you know, a chunk of guaranteed money. Well, yesterday a tweet came out. You have it in front of you, John, or you want me to pull it up?
No, yeah. Well, it just said that there was an, according to rumors, there was an incident with a teammate.
Yeah, that led to his release by the Raiders. League sources tell Josina Anderson. Sources within the team are being careful and won't leak many details. One says it was weird, like a very weird incident. If true, it adds to the narrative that Wilkins became an issue in the locker room and that the timing of his release extends beyond the dispute in the team regarding his foot rehab. Josina Anderson came on right after his tweet. She followed up with, just to illuminate, the article said some sources believe said incident played a part in the club's fatigue and subsequent release. So not the whole thing, that it was a part of it. Noting the distinction. Hope you're well. Have a great weekend. And then here are the comments on a scale of 1 to Diddy. How weird was it? The next one said, I mean, dude has a history of sticking his finger places. He did it at Clemson, and he did it his rookie year as well. Do y'all remember that?
No.
That's one.
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
Is he gonna get? Is he done?
No.
But well, I mean, if
Wilkins has apologized for groping Buckeye, here it is, 2020. Wilkins, a sophomore defensive end, was seen on video grabbing Samuel's ear, the wide receiver, and reaching his hand between the receiver's legs.
Hmm.
While Samuel was on the ground after teammates
attacked
him.
That would be Curtis.
Curtis Samuel, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney said he spoke with Wilkins after the incident and was satisfied with the apology. Yeah, that's not. Swinney shook his head when asked if he had talked to Wilkins about the incident. After discussion, Swinney said he was sure it would not happen again and chalked it up to Wilkins' goofy nature. Wilkins said he was sorry and understood it was not a quote-unquote good look for him in the program when he did something, you know. He went a little too far. Remember, this is 2020. He went a little too far. But when I'm just messing with somebody, poking them in the belly button or grabbing someone's butt, it's just to break up the seriousness of the game. Ben Bolwer said at Clemson's team media gathering, the people who are freaking out about that have never played the game. Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
I never got groped there when I
Cam
played.
This is now a Texan story. Alabama's Cam Robinson had a quick answer when asked Wednesday night about the incidents. They better not try me like that. That's the only thing I've got to say about that. So one thing's for sure. Do not try to fiddle and diddle with Cam Robinson.
No.
He's possibly our starting left tackle.
Yeah, and he ain't having that. We ain't having none of that.
That is, he's put that on the record.
I saw a Jonathan Feliciano quote. They didn't play each other in the ACC. Feliciano was a pro by that point. He played at Miami. But he quote tweeted the story and pretty much said, yeah, the guy's always been a little weird, in reference to Christian Wilkins. And that's an offensive lineman who he's had to go against at some point in his NFL career. Yeah, the guy's kind of weird. So
that was out there for when he was drafted by the Raiders. That was out there.
Or by the Dolphins.
By the Dolphins. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's already had this.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just found this out. Thanks to Dream Shake for sending it. First, it's Altuve who gets jacked by Houstonian thieves. And now it's Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
The two of the greatest sports legends in our city. Next, yeah. I guess Dream is going to be held at gunpoint and everything stolen from him next, I guess.
No, don't say that.
NFL, what? Well, let's just wait it out.
Don't
they
say
got
that.
Football and baseball. Well, best case scenario, he gets his house robbed.
Well,
NFL wide receiver Andre Johnson's home was broken into over the weekend with personal items stolen. Legendary Houston rapper Lil Kiki issued a public plea asking locals to help recover the stolen belongings.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put the streets on it. That's what Lil Kiki's trying to do.
Yeah. That's terrible. I mean, these guys leave, and this is now going on way too much. They leave. People know where they're going to be, and so they break into their house and get away. And apparently, yes, some really valuable stuff was stolen from Dream, from Andre.
Oh, that's, really?
Yeah. Some really cool stuff that he Yeah, so that's terrible. That is terrible. 713-780-3776. So do the Texans pick up Christian Wilkins?
You know what? I mean, honestly?
You want some weird in that locker room, don't you?
I don't know what the situation was. I don't know about his injury. I don't know about his rehab.
Listen, if Micah Parsons can have a job in the NFL.
Well, how much are you going to pay him?
With what he did in college.
You don't really have any money.
No, you got that.
Micah Parsons is the preeminent rusher in the league.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could use some inside hope. A little bit.
No, I know, I know. I just don't know that. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
Right.
He would. I mean, I did feel like that would be a good fit for the Texans football wise.
More quotes from the Texans, offensively and defensively. We got some more stuff that we got to get to on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about Chastain Ford. I'm talking about, and listen, I don't know how many family-owned businesses that I speak for, but it is just, to me, it's just awesome. It's not corporate. It's a philosophy that's been passed down, especially when it's passed down from generation to generation. And then you just find, wow, those people, they just do it right. You know why? Because they were taught to do it right in the first place, as opposed to corporations that's all it's about is the bottom line. Well, the Chastains, no, it's not just about the bottom line. Matter of fact, it's more about you. And that's the reason they're so successful, because they care about you. They care about your car buying experience. They care about transparency. They want everything out there on the table. They do not want you to struggle when you buy this. You know, they're not just out there just to grab as much money as they possibly can. What they want for you is to get a great car buying experience, have the payments where you can afford them, get the car that you want as opposed to the one that they want to sell you. I mean, it's just to me, it's the best. It's trucks, it's SUVs, it is business, it's just for residential, whatever. It's just for you, Chastain Ford. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford pickup or truck or SUV. I think there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get to the Texans. First, though, I didn't know, is Tyler Hero live here in the area, or is he listening on the app? He must be listening on the app.
Has to. He loves the city of Miami. He's always in trade discussions, but he's one of the few NBA players who doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to stay there. I don't think he lives in Houston, so he must have been listening on the app.
All right, let's get to Tyler Hero. Mm. He's got a question or a comment for us. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I don't live in Houston. I live on the beaches of Miami. But I do listen to Dell's a super fan, so I got to pay respect to my fans. But, hey, one guy that should not get run up on and get robbed is Amen Thompson. Yo, that kid is legit. I tried to run up on him one time, straight threw me to the ground. I ain't ever listening.
It's not the same as Andre Johnson getting his stuff.
The point is, the people aren't at home is when it happens. So, yeah. So, Tyler, if you were thinking about it next time, wait for Amen to be out of town. And that's the plan for how these guys rob Houston stars.
Mm-hmm. My son and I had a little argument about Amen Thompson. And he was just like, he's not getting – at first he was like, he didn't get enough publicity. Now he's like, he's getting too much publicity. They're saying too much about him. And I just made the point that, well, he's – because the guys who are giving Amen Thompson publicity primarily are former ball players, like – true ball knowers who understand how big an impact he's going to have, how he currently
like Kendrick
is.
Perkins?
Well, you know, I mean, as a lot of people, Dell, many, many people.
Yes, I just wanted to point out some ball players.
Perk is one.
Don't know as much as we'd like them to
Perk
know.
Perk is one. But anyway, you know, and he started trying to bring up his points per game. And I'm just like, dude, and I brought up that DeMar DeRozan was a good NBA player who didn't shoot a lot of threes, didn't shoot three at a high percentage or anything like that. And then he's like, DeMar DeRozan could get points from all over the place, this, that, and the other. And so I started looking up DeMar DeRozan's stats. Do you know DeMar DeRozan didn't really shoot the ball effectively, like near a 50% clip, until he was 30? 30. Amen has been over 55% in both years. And my whole point was, Mason, it's about efficiency. Like, Amen's not shooting shots that he can't make. Amen's shooting shots he can make. I'm not saying Amen Thompson is the best offensive player. He's not. Amen Thompson finds ways to get points. He's not a good three-point shooter. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He has a little bit of a mid-range, but he tends to want to get closer to the paint. And then the argument came, well, look how many of his shots are layups and close in the paint. I don't care where they're coming from. I care that they go in. And that doesn't make you a basket. Like, that's not the only defining factor that makes you a high-impact basketball player. The fact that he can guard multiple positions, block shots, rebound at a high rate, beat people to the basket on fast breaks because he's so fast. Like, there's a lot that goes into a player being a great player. And he's literally just, I mean, just barely. Now, he is 22 years old, and he's only played in the league 2 years. Which, not that he's old at 22. I just figured he'd be 21. But Amen Thompson is going to, it may not look like a traditional star player because he's not going to be a, you know, a shooting 6 to 7 threes a game. It may look different. It may look like what you and I used to watch, John, where you had basketball players who were high-impact players who didn't have to shoot a bunch of threes because a three wasn't as big a part of the game. You know, Amen in some ways is a throwback player in that regard. High impact defensively. You know, I made the point to compare him to young Dennis Rodman from the Pistons, and I still think that's a good comparison. I think he's got a chance to be a better offensive player. Dennis could do some things offensively when he was with the Pistons, but he just had such an impact on the game because his energy level and springs and shot blocking and defense was just so unbelievable. And that's what I see from Amen Thompson. But Amen is going to become a more complete player. I just don't think he's ever going to look like, you know, he's not going to have the typical look of a star. His game is going to be a little bit different because he's never going to be a high-volume three-point shooter. And I'm cool with it. I don't care one single bit. If you're not good at it, don't do it. That's my number one thing. You know, Jalen shot too many threes during his career. He wasn't good enough to shoot a bunch of threes. He's getting better. But Amen Thompson, you can already tell, he's self-disciplined enough to say, look, if he's open, he's going to shoot some threes. But he's not out there looking for threes. He's not going to shoot bad shots. The fact that he's shooting in the mid-50% range from the field should tell you all you need to know about his discipline and self-awareness as an offensive player.
Yeah. So he was just making a joke, Lance. Okay? All right?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was just making a Tyler Hero joke.
No, I'm talking about Mason talking about him not being it. How DeMar DeRozan's so much better. Like, what?
Little did Tyler Hero know.
Yeah,
that
nice
he
job.
He got under Lance's
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, next time don't come with those stupid calls, and you won't have to hear about a complete Amen Thompson
aside. And Mason call. Mm-hmm. And Mason, yeah.
Look, John and Lance, you guys talk about the grind of this show sometimes, the 3 hours that you guys have to do. I appreciate the Tyler Hero call because as soon as I felt Lance was going, I think I tuned out for like 5 minutes. So I'm refreshed. Sometimes you need a little
break. Some of y'all don't like him, Ben Thompson, and I respect that. You and John
you need
don't
a little
like
break
him,
during
fine.
The show.
Sometimes.
No,
that's fine.
No, actually, I didn't even. I was going through a lot of different posts.
Yeah, you could tell.
I could tell. We could tell when you're.
No, you could tell that Lance has got a story to tell, and particularly when he's in an argument with one of his kids, either they're challenging
like
him
one
in
kid
sports.
A kid argument, yeah. It's immediately.
You know he's got.
Oh, let's see what's on X.
Well, mostly I know he's got something to get off his chest, so I know this is going to go a while.
That's really what it is.
So, yes.
That's really what it is. I get so frustrated. Like, yeah. God, there's Alex not here to jump on Mason too. It's just me having to deal with it. Like,
so
what
he
are
brings,
you talking
it's
about?
Therapy. That was just therapy. And
yeah,
we're good.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, that's all.
That's really what it is. And it's too much. Yeah, he's too. Now too many people like him. What?
It's Amen Thompson.
Too
like
many
a,
people like Amen Thompson. Is
like
it like
a
the
band
cool,
that
an
he
indie
found
band?
Out about?
Yeah. And now, I don't want anyone knowing about my secret band. No.
He's on TV every night. People are going to find out
people
about
it. People know. And people know. And oh, by the way. If Amen Thompson just does what he did last year or even his rookie year all the time and he doesn't get that much better at shooting or whatever
really
and just does what he does, then I'm fine with Amen Thompson. I honestly, that
okay.
dude,
Am
man,
I
he,
on?
Has
saying
a,
they
he impacts winning. Now,
you're on.
Okay. He can get a lot better
at shooting the ball, and especially out from on the outside. But if he doesn't, oh well, he still has a plays a huge role in winning for the Rockets.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If he never gets any better offensively.
But these kids, oh, you can't shoot the three, so you suck.
I know, it really is. Like, it's very frustrating. Everything turns into a list, and everything turns into the same. It's all box score stuff.
Yep.
It's like, dude, what are you? Do you know big an impact?
Watch the game.
And if you watch the game, you 100% say, boy, he's having a great impact. And then it's like it just goes away. Once the game's over and it starts turning into arguments, then it's like, hurry, get me the box. Hurry, get me the stats. I need to be able to match up some stats on him. Whoa, he shoots less than 30% from three. Who cares? That's not his game. He didn't shoot a lot of threes. That's like complaining about a pitcher who doesn't have a lot of strikeouts, but he has a lot of wins. He gets a lot of players out, and it's just stupid.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We'll get to the Texan stuff on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk some Texans. We talked about Joe Mixon being out for an extended amount of time. That's happening. We did not talk about Kalen Bullock. And Kalen Bullock may be right here. Kalen Bullock took to the podium this weekend and had this to say about him and his specific secondary group.
The best, not one of the best. I think we got the best secondary in the NFL. We got guys everywhere from depth. I think we got the best depth, and every guy who names it called up, they're going to step up and make a play.
Agree or okay? He says not one of the best. It's at least a top five secondary, at the very least, right?
At the very least.
I mean, Philadelphia's pretty damn good. They're skippy.
Yep.
Kansas City is skippy. They got some corner, Denver. But the Texans, as far as the entire package, I mean, with Bullock, and I'm not counting on Jimmy Ward. We're not counting Jimmy Ward, right?
No, I wouldn't count him out.
I wouldn't count him out, but I don't know.
You know.
Is he going to be around? And when he does. Petrie's back. CeeDee. Lassiter.
That's the one that's most interesting to me.
Yeah. Apparently, D'Amico's son, it was so funny, he came up. D'Amico was doing NFL Network, and we'll hear from D'Amico in a second. But he's doing an NFL Network interview, and his son comes up. And I don't know who the woman is that was doing the interview with D'Amico. I don't know her, but she's on NFL Network. And he came up, the son came up and said, and she asked him a question, and he said yes. He didn't say yeah or blah, blah, blah. I can tell, man, he's the spitting image of D'Amico, and you can tell that they taught him right. Anyway, she said, who's going to make a difference this year? And he said, C.J. Gardner, Gardner Johnson. And D'Amico was like, wow, okay, all right. Anyway,
well, I want you to see if I was right on this. See what you think.
So is this James about Slater, Amen? Is this about Amen?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's about the Texans.
Okay.
Jane Slater made it into camp from NFL Network, and she said, "Hey, what do you think the most important storylines are for the Texans?" And this is kind of in order, but not really, but kind of. I tried to kind of put it in order.
O-line.
What's that?
O-line.
Well, I said finding continuity and consistency of performance for the new version of the offensive line.
Okay.
Number two, creating a new offensive identity that plays to the player's strengths under rookie play caller and OC Nick Caley. Number three, working three new wide receivers. We hadn't really talked about this. Working three new wide receivers into the offense with C.J. Stroud, Christian Kirk, and two rookies.
Right.
We just kind of assume everything's going to be fine, but those are three brand-new wide receivers, and they'll all be on the field. Number four, the addition of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I added that. I said should allow the Texans to be even better in coverage in the secondary. So those are the four that I thought were the biggest storylines for me because I can sit on offense a lot. I mean, look, one of them should be C.J. Stroud returning to his rookie form or improving on what was his rookie form. I think that one, but that kind of goes hand in hand with Nick Caley. Like, that's all kind of bunched up together. Most of the storylines, I think, are on offense. I had to really think about a defensive storyline. Didn't really have a linebacker one. Defensive line, I mean, I guess be better against the run up the middle, but that's not...
Well, now running back is a big story.
Yeah, I would say running back has turned into one now.
Yeah, it has. Well, because I think we just all assumed Joe Mixon, and now we can't assume that.
Okay, who plays first, Isak Paredes or Joe Mixon?
Hmm.
I mean, it's only July.
I'm going to have to go Joe Mixon.
Over Isak Paredes?
Because I don't know that Isak's going to play again this season.
What exactly has happened with him? They won't tell us, will they?
Oh, no. It looked like, I mean, he had to be carried off the field because of his hamstring. Man, that don't go away, bruh. That don't go away. That ain't going away anytime soon.
Tell it to Will Fuller.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly, you just made my point.
It does go away forever.
It never goes away. Yeah, I think this has got a chance. I mean, I didn't even mention Stingley. This has got a chance to be the best secondary in the NFL. The addition, because if it was just Jimmy Ward and Petrie and Bullock, but
it's a high takeaway unit. The league, you make there's only so much stopping the passing game you can do, especially controlled passing games, especially if you play zone. Taking the football away is the ultimate. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me about pass deflections. Taking the football away, and no one was better than the Texans.
Yes, they were.
Incredible at it.
Yeah, they were. The Vikings were better.
The Vikings had more takeaways?
Yeah, they had more
interceptions. By the secondary? Wait, yeah. Takeaways or interceptions?
What was it, Del? The Texans were five behind them, right, in interceptions last year?
Yes, the Vikings had 24. The Vikings had 24, the Texans had 19.
Wow, I didn't realize the Vikings had that. But that's the NFC. It doesn't really matter.
The NFC won the Super Bowl.
They played the Vikings and got their ass handed to them.
That's because Brian Flores got us.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he should be a head coach,
that's the point.
But he got a little lippy with the GM.
That's the point.
That's what happened.
Was that Jane Slater that was doing the interviews?
I would guess she was at the camp, right?
Yeah. She looks different. She looks thinner.
Are you going to tell her to switch it up?
I mean, mix in a burger, Jane.
Well, maybe from the NFL Network, you said?
Next to D'Amico.
Was she NFL Network or ESPN? NFL. Yeah, it was probably Jane Slater.
Maybe she looks thinner next to a former NFL linebacker.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was Jane. Anyway, she also interviewed D'Amico. And here is another reference by D'Amico just another shot at Bobby Slowick. That's all it is.
Yeah, he's not McVay. I was second that. He's not McVay. But what he is, he's a coach who's varied in multiple systems, right? In multiple, not just system, but successful systems. He spent time with McDaniels, in New England. Also McVay. These are arguably two of the best play callers in our game. So he's learned from two really great guys. And to be able to have that background and to be able to put your own spin on it. He's not going to be just a duplicate of those guys. He has the flexibility to make it his own and make the offense fit to the guys that we have on our team. And that's been the cool part of seeing everything come together. It's not just a cookie cutter offense like, hey, we're running the Rams offense. No, we're running the Houston Texans offense, and we got a lot of playmakers to find a way to get the ball to.
Boy, I mean, there is the cookie cutter again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really didn't like the fact that he felt like, as a former defensive coordinator, my guess is that DeMeco Ryans thought that that offense clearly was too predictable. I mean, that's everything in football is about. You can talk about execution, and Gary Kubiak was always really big on if we run our plays the right way and execute. But the fact is, it's just not. Defensive linemen are more talented than offensive linemen. That's the nature of the beast. It's really not even debatable at this point. Better players go to the defensive side of the ball at earlier ages. Every offensive line coach will tell you, we're always up against it. We're never as good. We're never as good talent-wise, athletically, as a good defensive line. The best offensive line always, very rarely will you have an offensive line that overmatches all the defensive lines. And so it's about keeping them off guard. It's about keeping them on the back foot, as we say in the soccer world, John. It's about not letting them get a beat on what you're going to do. So it's not just about execution. It's really not. You've got to be able to, you've got to be able to keep people guessing a little bit. And DeMeco multiple times has made comments about running our offense. It's not cookie cutter. It's not, just one little, he's basically telling you, we're not going to be as predictable, and we're going to have something that is not cut and paste from another organization. And I think that's very, very important. Now, execution, you obviously do have to execute, but if you execute well, it doesn't always work if the other team has a beat on your tendencies. And so the Texans are going to have to break tendencies, obviously. I mean, yep. I'm just listening to what DeMeco says, and you can pull all that. You can pull all that out of the fact that he's a D coordinator at his heart. He's coordinated defense. And if he looks at something and says, man, if I'm looking at the Texans, if they self-scout, they may have found too many tendencies what's his name? Bobby Slowick. Yep. But see, that's one of
Carlos
the things.
Hyde.
I do fight back against this a little bit because Kyle Shanahan, I always felt like Kyle Shanahan was not a guy that was easy to, was really easy to figure out. I always felt like he did a much better job than other iterations, primarily Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak, at saying, no, we're not going to just do what we do and you have to stop it. We're going to keep you guessing a little bit, and we're going to make some changes. But obviously, Slowick really wasn't like that, or DeMeco wouldn't mention it every single time without mentioning him by name.
Absolutely. Oh, no, you know what DeMeco's saying. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, if you want to buy a gun, or you want to sell a gun, or you want to look at guns, or you want to look at swords, you want to look at knives, you want to look at tanks, you want to look at cannons, you want to look if you're a history buff, if you're a gun enthusiast, if you're a first-time buyer, if you're an avid gun collector, Collector's Firearms. We have the biggest and best, and I'm going to say it, in the world. Danny, we met with Danny, and Danny said, there might be a store in Atlanta that's as big as us. We're not sure. I mean, it's close or whatever. It's the best damn gun shop in the world we got right here. Right at Voss and Westheimer, right there. I mean, it's huge. The selection is incredible. You'll find one that you want. If you want new, if you want pre-owned, collectibles, military, rifles, swords, historical pieces, they've got it all. I don't know what you think of guns, but if you're somebody that's interested in any way, shape, or form, handguns, rifles, shotguns. I don't know. I'm not sure you can buy their tank. I don't know. But everything is there. It's for sale. Okay? And I don't know why you would want their tank. So, I mean, I don't know. But they are incredible. It's incredible. Anything that you want, and you can sell, they'll buy your gun. They'll buy your gun. They buy several hundred guns a week, as a matter of fact. So if you're looking for a great way to get that gun, sell that gun, look at guns, Collectors Firearms is the place to go. CollectorsFirearms.com, 7626 Westheimer at Faust, the best damn gun shop in the world.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, we'll get to the call in just a second. Marcus Morris was arrested at the airport. Okay, a fraud charge. Well, here's what Mark Keefe said. The wording is crazy. Damn, for that amount of money, they'll embarrass you in the airport with your family. They got y'all thinking, bro did some fraud stuff. They could have came to the crib for all that. When y'all hear the real story on this stuff, man, all I can say is lesson learned, bro. Tell y'all tomorrow. Weird ship. Gave me a headache. Can't stop nothing. Apparently, Marcus had a marker in a casino. He says it was a marker in a casino, and if it's over $1,200, the casino can issue an arrest warrant for you.
What, you mean if you haven't paid it?
If you haven't paid your marker.
Wow, an arrest warrant, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it is theft.
I don't know how long it's been.
It's
got to
be a little
that.
While, I would assume.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
credit.
Is he Plexico Burris in this thing, or did he just leave and now, you know, without paying it? I don't know. Plexico was famous for renting cars, never paying them, renting houses, destroying them. Plexico was I just don't want to ever do business with Plexico. And well, I don't know what the situation is with Marcus Morris, but damn, they arrested him at the airport. 713-780-3776. Who's the caller, Dell? Elliot wants to get in here. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was reading last week, The Cron, they had an article on the new NCAA game, has the UH tight end as one of the best, and it had me doing some digging, and I want to get y'all's feedback. Looks like they obviously have Henderson coming in next year, but they've had 2 4-stars commit within the last month. Do you think that this is the turning of the foundation of UH football? Do you think we're going to start seeing a little bit of an uptick with obviously Henderson if he stays, but seeing two nice commits like that, and that's not even till next year when Moore could come in if Henderson stays? I just want to get y'all's feedback.
Yeah.
Right now, they're ranked 39th.
That's pretty good.
It's really good. In the class of 2026, 39th. Yeah. That's what you want to do if you're Houston.
Yeah. Apparently, Tanner Koziol is the tight end, and he is pretty damn good.
Yep.
Yeah. So... yeah, I saw the story in The Crown too. That's good stuff, man. He's doing good stuff. Because the Big 12 is going to be tough. The Big 12 is always going to be tough. But I think with some quarterback play, if there's a resurgence this year, and then like you said, Henderson's coming in next year.
Mm-hmm.
If they play up to potential, I think the Cougs got a shot to make a lot of noise in the Big 12.
I think one of the things that and it's going to be hard, I don't think players that age, unless they have someone working with them, is really going to, they're going to see it. You know, the idea that you just go get whatever the very best money is, and that's all you consider, like there's going to be money all over the place now. There's revenue sharing. That's not going to be an issue. You're going to get money all over the place. You want to find places where you can play, and you want to find places. And there's other things that, you know, maybe your parents can see you play, or your friends or whatever. For some people, it's proximity. Keyshawn Henderson is a 5-star out of Spring, Texas. That's local. Paris Melvin, 4-star, is out of Cy Springs in Cypress. That's local. obviously. So those are two guys. And then I don't know where Iowa Colony, Texas is. Jaden Warren, wide receiver from Iowa Colony, Texas. I don't know where that is. Probably Dallas area, if I just had to guess. But you got another guy here who is from Strake Jesuit. So, you know, they're keeping some close. They've gone into Louisiana to get a couple players, obviously. But I will tell you this. Willie Fritz, during his time, when I was writing up draft prospects, his Tulane guys, there were a decent amount of Tulane guys that I was having to write up that were going to the combine. If you go to the combine, I got to write you up. You got a chance to be a priority free agent, you know, I'm writing you up for the most part. And there were some guys from Tulane that were hitting that list for Willie Fritz.
No, he's getting some talent. There's no question about it. What do we expect out of Connor Wegman this year?
I expect him to be pretty good.
I do too.
I think the talent was there. Obviously, A&M, everyone was really excited about him. He had a, you know, I think that more than likely, I do think that, you know, he needs to get his head on straight a little bit. There's some talking to some people in A&M, and I'm not sure the head was always on straight. So if he's matured a little bit and if he's locked in to being the best he can be, I think he's got a chance to make Houston better. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Iowa Colony, does he look like Ricky Stanzi, the kid? Look at him.
Not like Ricky Stanzi. No, it's Iowa Colony, Texas, by the way.
Right. Apparently, it's basically Manville North.
Meaning what?
Where Iowa Colony. This one says Alvin ISD. This one says Manville North.
Oh, it is. That's Alvin ISD?
I guess.
Okay. Well, that's local, too.
Iowa Colony, did you play them?
Dell know that?
No, I didn't go to high school in Texas.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Pretty much, it actually does
kind of matter if you're asking if I played a high school team.
It's Brazoria County.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Brazoria County, man. That's local. That's also local, too. So his top three guys are all a five-star and 2 4-stars are all local. Now, you want to hang on to them. They're 26 commits. So you still have a lot of work to do. It doesn't matter anymore. Getting guys to commit, big deal anyway.
Yeah, you can lose them. All right, so we got to take a break and catch up on breaks. But since we're talking college football, should we Zapruder the Dave Aranda?
Oh, my gosh.
The Dave Aranda press conference?
I say yes, but...
What is Del? Del?
I think
Del, do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, you guys... do bad ideas all the time.
Yeah, we do.
So
do
you
bad
should not
ideas.
Couch it as that because a bad idea never stops.
Well, we didn't
you from
say
doing
any
something.
Of this. This is a real press conference.
But you are a human adult, so you know.
Yeah, supposedly.
Supposedly, yes. Mm-hmm. So you can make a determination yourselves. Should it be something that you guys work through, and can you do it in a responsible way?
I don't know that there's any responsible way to do that.
Mm. If you want to maybe you're making a prudent call, and you don't.
No, we need to do it.
Oh, see, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I think we do for the people. The people who have not heard Dave Aranda at the helping coach ISCA.
Yeah, he's a different kind of guy.
He is really a different kind of guy. He's the Baylor head coach, and he had one of the most interesting quotes about recruiting.
He's a huge movie fan too.
I really don't understand any of it.
I thought it was AI.
Yes.
I had to go do research. I'm like, this is AI. I cannot get fooled by this. I cannot let John get fooled. I must go out and sniff this out. And it turns out it is real.
Well, then let's hear it on the other side right here. Because this was something that you learned this weekend. I learned this weekend as well.
I did too.
Right. And we'll do it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.